6 years after the fall of the Taliban, the call is not new, and NATO defense ministers are again discussing ways of gaining greater troop commitments from its member states for peacekeeping duties in Afghanistan. While those talks go on in the Netherlands, here in London, Afghan President Hamid Karzai held a breakfast meeting with Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Britain has just over 7,000 troops in the country. Most are based in the rest of Helmand province. After his discussions, Brown told reporters the British commitment would be long-term, and he's urging others in the alliance to do more.
We know from the NATO commander that there are other countries prepared to do more. We know also that there are means by which burden-sharing can happen, but the military effort must be complemented by the diplomatic effort and by the development work that is being done. And one of the things that I look forward to in the next few months is a greater coordination of the development effort in the interests of the schools, the hospitals, the economic development, the agricultural productivity that can be achieved by better coordination of the programs.
Brown says he sees strategy in Afghanistan in terms of three key components: development, defense, and diplomacy. Speaking on Sky News, Britain's Chief of Defense Staff, Jacques Stirrup, agrees, saying assistance must be viewed beyond purely defense terms.
In terms of bringing Afghanistan into its rightful place in the 21st century, that is an enormous project that will engage the international community, frankly, for decades. But it's an engagement of economic assistance, it's an engagement of social development, it's an engagement of education, and all of these things.
While some developmental progress has been made in the past few years, one glaring area where Afghanistan has failed is in stopping opium production. According to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, production has now soared to record levels. In the past 2 years, it's estimated that the crop has more than doubled. Afghanistan now accounts for more than 90% of the world's heroin. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.